I thought maybe I could go without my glasses, but I just can't. Bedtime story. Mrs. Hempel, who was a beggar for her milk, carried a tasseled, beaded, glass-green purse. The easy doorway sniggered in her curse. Her cat who rode her shoulder had no bulk. It was a paper cat. His wafer bones sighed as the wind puffed in his little cage. The merest whiskers dignified his age. Milk from her pitcher wept upon the stones. His breath upon her coarse-grained, high-set cheek, provisional as breath of the newborn. His tender claws, kneading the old wool worn to a sieve for the wind, were delicately weak. The pair were, ribs and all, two empty pots without a fire, Mrs. Hempel and her cups. I'd rather forget them, Kinder, the dead being dead. It's like the babes in the woods, where the leaves so red covered their dirty faces, and the birds whistled as tears were shed.